Celtic Horizon Tours presents a truth many first-time visitors only learn outside the turnstiles at Old Trafford. Most people refused entry are not careless. They are organised travellers who got caught by one rule they assumed would be flexible. You arrive in Manchester feeling prepared. Flights booked, hotel sorted, tickets saved on your phone, plans for a pre-match drink already in mind. From a distance it looks simple. Walk up, scan in, take your seat. And 2026, match day entry is far more controlled than that. What matters most is that problems at Old Trafford are usually procedural, not dramatic. The common causes are unofficial tickets, arriving too late, using the wrong turnstile, breaching bag rules, or ticket details that do not match. Each sounds minor until you are standing in a queue with kickoff minutes away. The biggest risk is still the ticket itself. Old Trafford now relies on digital NFC validation. That means screenshots, copied passes, duplicated resale tickets, or anything outside approved channels can fail instantly. You tap the phone, nothing happens, and security move you aside. There is rarely an on-the-spot solution. No long debate, no manual override. For supporters travelling from Ireland, that can turn flights, hotel costs and annual leave into an expensive walk around the stadium. This is where having it organised helps. When tickets are secured properly in advance, one of the biggest variables disappears before you leave home. Timing is the next trap. Turnstiles often open around 2 hours before kickoff, but that does not mean arriving 2 minutes before the match and expecting a quick scan. 90 minutes early is the comfortable window. 60 minutes early starts to bring pressure. 30 minutes early often means missing the opening minutes, sometimes more. Why? Because delays stack. A tram is full, the next one is full too. You exit at the wrong stop, you join the wrong crowd flow, security lines slow down. Suddenly, 10 small delays become 40 minutes. Your gate matters as well. Tickets are linked to specific sections and entry points. You cannot always use the nearest turnstile. If you circle to the wrong side of the ground, you may be redirected through heavy foot traffic. That extra walk can cost 15 to 20 minutes at the worst possible time. Then there is luggage. Many visitors come straight from the airport or check out of a hotel that morning. Current restrictions are tight, with bags generally limited to small A5 style dimensions. Anything larger may need to be placed in bag drop storage for a fee. That sounds manageable until after the final whistle, when retrieval queues can stretch well beyond half an hour. And if you are sitting in a home section, be careful with colours and behaviour. Visible away support or celebrating the wrong goal in the wrong area can lead to refusal or removal. It is not personal. It is how stadium segregation works. For Irish supporters, the margin for error is smaller because your day often begins with flights, trains, hotel timings and city transport before stadium entry even starts. A route that looks easy on a map can unravel with one delayed connection. That is why successful match days are usually won long before kickoff. Not with luck, but with fewer moving parts, better timing and knowing the rules before you arrive, you can absolutely arrange it yourself and get it right. Many do, but if you would rather focus on the match than manage every pressure point around it, Celtic Horizon Tours removes the friction. We plan the timing, secure the essentials, and help you travel with confidence. So when the day comes, you are not solving problems outside Old Trafford. You are walking in, taking your seat, and enjoying the reason you travelled there in the first place.